Did you know feeding fish can transform your walk with God? Hey, these three surprising lessons just might change your perspective on discipleship. Well, here we are back out here in the outdoors. Guess where we're at? Today, this afternoon, we're down here at Pawpaw's Pond. That's what we call this little pond back here, is Pawpaw's Pond. Now, it's not a very big pond. It's rather small in size. It's really deep, though. When we had this dug out, it's probably dug out 18 foot deep here in the deepest part. And we have a purpose for this pond. You know, it's not just for recreation. Sure, we're going to have fun catching these fish, but we put quite a bit of fish in this pond back in the spring. A couple hundred catfish and a couple hundred bluegill. Now, this is the pond. If you've watched some episodes way back, you'll see that we were trapping some beaver and some otter and everything. This is the pond that we had stocked about 2 or 3 years ago, and the otter got in and just kind of wiped out all of our fish. And so we have trapped out a lot of otter, and we've got a special trap that I'll be sharing with you in the future that we built that we'll be putting out here in the pond this winter to make sure that we control the otter and they don't catch our fish out of here. Because when we put these in the spring, we've been feeding them ever since then. And there's been some bluegill that we put in here from the very beginning that actually spawn. And so there's a lot of baby bluegill out here. So we're feeding them out here today. And we actually do this once, if not twice a day. We come down here and feed the fish. Now, when we put these fish in here in the spring, they were little bitty fellas. And so they've grown quite a bit. And it's funny because every time we roll up here on the pond levee with the UTV, they know that what's fixing to happen, that they're fixing to get fed. And you just see the water start moving this way. Because it's very important to feed these fish, you kind of train them, okay? That's kind of what you got to look at it like. So you train them to start feeding on this feed, and you try to throw out the feed at about the same place in the pond or lake that you're going to be feeding your fish in, and then also about the same time of day. And so that kind of gets them ready. It's kind of like our dogs, you know what I mean? I mean, you ain't got to tell them it's 4 o'clock. They just know it's 4 o'clock because that's when they get fed and they start looking for that that supper bowl to come around. So these fish are a lot like this. But the purpose is we want to put a lot of fish up in the freezer for the winter, okay? Because we do a lot of fishing during the summer, so we'll have fish that we can fry up, you know, because we eat a lot of fish and a lot of wild game around here. And so we want to be able to get these catfish and these bluegill up, these catfish about 1.5 to 2 pounds, hopefully early next summer. And then we'll have fun catching them out, of course. But then the purpose is to be able to put them in the freezer and to be able to, you know, eat on them all year long. And then we'll stock some more next spring to kind of make up for what we have taken out. So, small pond, so you kind of got to control it like that. But anyway, so we got this fish food here, and this is some nice fish food. I've not tasted it myself, but according to the fish, they really like it. And it's really good for them, high in protein, so we're going to throw some out here and just watch. Oh my goodness, look at all those little ones. Look at them start flipping. Now, there's some of those catfish coming up. There we go. Boy, they are really feeding good this afternoon. Looks like a feeding frenzy out there. Check it out. That's what we want to see right there. So, you know, there's some bigger ones out there that's gotten to be about 10 to 12 inches. The majority of them are about 8 to 10 inches right now as far as the catfish go. The bluegill, there's some bigger bluegill in there, but you're mainly seeing these little, I call them little babies, because they were just hatched out this past year, and they're feeding real good, so they'll get on up there big in size as well. But look at that. Hey, it's going to be a lot of fun catching these dudes. That will be a lot of fun. Maybe we'll get some of the nieces and the nephews and some friends out here and their kids to catch these fish, but the most fun will be had when we're able to put them on or in the fryer. You know what I mean? I can't wait till we're able to do that. So I'm looking forward to that next year. But you know, anytime I'm out here with the fish, my mind goes back to Jesus and His disciples. In Matthew 4:19, He said, "Follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men." Jesus was inviting these men into a close relationship with Him to learn about what it looks like to have a life devoted to God. You know, He was asking them to be His disciples. So, what's involved with discipleship? Well, it's a lot like feeding these fish right here. Number one, you have to realize it's an investment, not just with money, but in their lives. The amount of time that you spend with them, you know, helping them to grow and develop and mature. Number two, you have a set time and place, like feeding these fish. It's something you both look forward to and know that every day or every week, that's when you're going to meet. And number three, you're feeding them what they need. These fish could be fed with lots of things, but this food provides exactly what they need in order to grow. And we hope they grow big. The same with who you are discipling. They need the Word of God to grow and mature as believers. If you're interested in learning what it means to be a disciple of Christ or how to disciple someone, check out Follow from LifeWord. You know, this is an easy-to-use tool, and it's video-based and will walk you through how to be a truly devoted follower of Christ. Go to follow.lifeword.org to begin. Hey, don't forget to join me on the next episode where I was able to get outside and do some small game hunting recently. I'm even in long sleeves now. It's getting cooler. You know, I love to get out in the woods and fields during early hunting season. It's a very exciting time of year, especially for me. To see more videos like these, go to lifeword.org or follow us on social media. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.